As you know, this part of the world in Iran, northeast of Iran, and that part of the world, they are closer to which religion? Which religion is popular in that area in Iran, in that? The people who worship the fires. The people who worship the fires. And also, it was very common that the people who deny the existence of God, الملاحدة, the atheist, were so popular there. Who doesn't believe, not like the Christian, the Jew who believe in God, like us, we all share this, at least concept that we believe the existence of God, but there is there people who are atheists, people who doesn't believe in God, who different beliefs. There is a famous debate happened between him and some of the atheist philosophers who came from India. And that debate was about the existence of God. Is God exist or not exist? The debate took place. They asked him a question. Imagine he only talks good, no knowledge. They asked him, said, anything exists, either you see it, or you touch it, or you hear it, or you smell it, or you taste it. Anything exists. And what does not exist, you cannot see it, because it does not exist. You cannot hear it, you cannot touch it, you cannot smell it, you cannot what? Taste it, because it does not exist. Make sense? Make sense? They said, okay, Kamil Jah, do you see your Lord? No. Do you hear your Lord? No. Did you test Allah? No. Did you touch Allah? No. Did you smell Allah? No. So if he wasn't seen, he wasn't touched, he wasn't smelled, he wasn't heard, he wasn't tested, so he's not exist. So we win. He went back home 40 days. He doesn't pray. A'udhu billah. 40 days. He doesn't pray. Summi shak fi dini. He has a doubt about his religion. And that shows you the dangers of entering debate and you have no knowledge. And if he has a simple knowledge, he can refute that very quickly by saying, no, Allah been seen, and we will see him in the day of judgment. Adam saw him, Muhammad saw him. The question is not me have seen him. The question he is, can he be seen or not? Can you see him or not? He been seen or not? Not me or you. I haven't seen, for example, Australia, but it exists. It's not me, but somebody saw it, that's it. Allah, the angels, they hear him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he exists, even with this stupid logic they use, he can refute it. But he's not even smart. Anyway, so he came back with very weird idea. Subhanallah. He said, God, I agree with you, he's not exist. But I also say, he is exist and not exist. His existence cannot be called existence. It's something you can imagine, but it must be there. Up to this day, nobody can really understand what he really means. Based on this philosophy he came with, he started dealing with the Quran and Sunnah. طيب. After this debate, the guy started developing another ideas in another branches of the Muslim creed. Ibn al-Qayyim said, he brought three main issues to the Muslim world. And each one of them caused a lot of harm and corruption in the Muslims' world. The first one, he came with it. And each one of them start with or has this word, Jim, this letter, Jim. Each one has Jim. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, he is the man of the three Jims. The man of the three Jims. Yani Jim, 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 Jim. The first one, it called التجهم في الصفات. أول جيم التجهم في الصفات. التجهم في الصفات, it means يعني جهمي في الصفات, it means he said we don't believe in any one of Allah's names or attributes, deny it all, because he's not exist. Because if you said he is exist, he has names, he has attributes, but his existence is not a real existence. So that's one. Sanatullah. Two, he came up with this another jim, which is called irja. I believe it's called irja, and I will talk about it later. Which is basically means that you don't need to do anything. Just by knowing Allah, you became Muslim. That's it. The third idea he came with, it's called al-jabr, which is also again mentioned now, which it means Allah force everybody to do everything, so there is no point from punishing anybody for any sin he commit. Ibn al-Qayyim said, may Allah bring to him the fourth jim, which is Jahannam. Yani, this is what left. Because each one of them is terrible by itself.